This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's Ken Salazar, who was President Biden's pick to be U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, faced senators' questions at his confirmation hearing today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Swapping his bolo tie for the sort of striped tie often sported at the State Department, Salazar answered policy questions ranging from migration to crime to energy during his confirmation hearing. Salazar says he's looking forward to joining the administration.
It's also a very proud moment as I look forward to the future, yes, full of challenges, but full of opportunities. It's a proud moment for us to bring the two nations closer together.
Flanking Salazar were Colorado's two senators who introduced him. Senator Bennett said Biden couldn't have made a better choice, while Senator Hickenlooper stressed Salazar's bipartisan and collaborative nature. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos plan to have a new owner next year. Team president Joe Ellis has run the team since longtime owner Pat Bowlen stepped down in 2014 while battling Alzheimer's. Bowlen has since passed away. Bowlen's daughter, Brittany Bowlen, could take over, but a lawsuit among family members could also mean the team gets sold outright to someone else. Denver set a new heat record today. The National Weather Service says temperatures at Denver International Airport reached 100 degrees. That beats a previous high set in 1876. That's 4 days before Colorado even became a state. Tomorrow, a few degrees cooler. You're listening to CPR News.